Okay, we're going to call this meeting for the Bunkerville Town Advisory Board on April 2nd, 2026 to order. Brian Haviland has offered to give the invocation for tonight's meeting.
Our Father in Heaven, we are grateful for this day and thank you for the many blessings we have. We're especially grateful for this time to be together as a community and to remember those that come before us and the wonderful things they've done for us. We're grateful for all those that have come before us and for all the things that we've been taught and learned from the past, and help us to take these traditions and good teachings forward. We thank you for thy love always, and we thank you for such a great community we have. Help us to always make good decisions here and work together to accomplish thy goal, and we say these things in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Will you all please stand for the pledge? Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Roll call. Laren Abbott, present. Brian Haviland's here. Vernon Pollock's here. Justin Whipple. Casey Anderson. We also have with us tonight Judge Daryl Dodenbeer and two of our Las Vegas Metro officers, Officer Doty and Officer Gomez. And
I was going to say, they just walked in.
If they want to come in and introduce themselves to the town of Bunkerville.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm Officer Gomez, first name Jesus. Happy to be here. Hopefully, I will be starting to be working here the 25th of April. Unless something changes with, it might happen, you never know. But I'm happy to be here and thank you for having me here.
Welcome.
Thank
you. I also see.
Oh, I'm Sergeant Doty. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm the supervisor. If you haven't seen me, that's probably a good thing, to be honest. Just want to pop in and say hi, and we'll just hang out in the back.
You're good.
So if you need anything, just let me know.
Okay. All right. I believe so, yeah. I believe he's going to live here.
Most likely, it's not officially. Yeah. Okay.
And Mayor Whipple's here from Mesquite as well. All right. So the first part of the meeting is dedicated to public comment on items that are on the agenda for people who want to say something but won't be able to stay for the whole meeting. Does anybody here need to say anything? That's a first for the Levitt reunion, right? Okay. Item 3, approval of the minutes from our February 26th meeting.
I'll move that we approve the minutes as written for February 26th.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Vern Pollock, seconded by Justin Whipple. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Approval for tonight's agenda. To hold, combine, or delete any items?
I'll move that we approve tonight's agenda as is.
I'll second it.
Moved by Casey Anderson, seconded by Brian Haviland. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Item 5, informational items. We don't have any. Item 6, planning and zoning. Logan and Kari.
Right.
Come on up.
Don't step on the children.
if you'll just say your name and spell your last name.
Logan Felix and Carl Felix, F-E-L-I-X. So we're just here to get permission to rezone our property over on Sarah Shannon and Diagonal. Just planning to eventually split it and build on it.
Is that your new house on the corner?
No, one day.
Any questions?
So it's 1.77 acres now. What would each lot be after you split it?
Right now the plan is to do one that's 0.5 and then be the rest of the other one. It's a little bit weird with the drainage pipe right there. So
each lot would have enough space with the drainage to have the
house? The bottom half a little bit bigger just because of that.
I believe the zoning right now, they have to be an acre lot each, right?
Yeah, so
it's just making single half acre lots.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to split it right now the way it is. We have to rezone it before we can split it. Just plan is to split it because it's kind of a little bit big, and then if we can convince Elena to build right there, if not, we'll find somebody else who will do it.
Brian, where does the pipe run on that?
So it's on a diagonal, start at the corner of their lot, and it kind of goes towards the back of Reed's garage.
It cuts down like if you're standing at the school, it cuts like the front right corner.
Okay.
So kind of the front of his lot's really not going to be usable because of that irrigation.
Can't build over them. So
yeah, you probably cut off a
irrigation pipe.
Third of that lot, the big lot, just by the pipe going through there. So
Well, I'll move that we approve this. I don't see any problem with it. It's a big lot.
Yeah.
Lots of space. So and lots of frontage road, so lots of spots to go in. So
yep.
Okay, the zone change has been moved by Vern Pollock and seconded by Brian Haviland. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, guys.
Thank you.
Hey, Judy, you got me on a consent agenda or not? Is that a consent agenda down there in Vegas, or will they need to go down for that?
I never know.
Okay.
I don't know until usually like the week before.
We'll try to. It's on a consent agenda, and you probably won't have to go
I
down.
Think it is next week on Thursday or Wednesday, right? I think it's Wednesday.
We'll try to find out beforehand.
Before you leave, let me give you my card.
Okay.
And you just give me a call. I'm going to put the agendas together next week. So I should probably know by the year to next week.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. I think that's it.
Let's call.
Okay. All right. Item 7, general business. The proclamation and dedication of the Cecil Levitt Bunkerville Justice Court System. So, Commissioner Kirkpatrick wanted to come and do the presentation, but she was unable to come. So she's asked me to step in. So at the request of the County Commission, we present the Levitt family with this proclamation. And it says, whereas it is the policy and pleasure of the Board of County Commissioners to honor and remember individuals who dedicate their lives to serving their community and working to improve the quality of life for the residents of Clark County, and whereas Cecil Ray Levitt served the residents of Bunkerville as Justice of the Peace for 36 years, earning respect for his fairness, wisdom, and balanced application of the law. And whereas his commitment to civic service extended through his work on the Bunkerville Town Board and the Virgin Valley Water District Board, helping guide the growth and well-being of the Virgin Valley community. And whereas Cecil's passion for youth and community pride was evident through his involvement with the Virgin Valley Booster Club and his role as the beloved voice of the Bulldogs for basketball and football from 1971 to 1997. And whereas he opened his home and heart to foreign exchange students and to youth and family members facing difficult transitions, offering guidance, support, and stability during important times in their lives. And whereas Cecil's lifelong faith and service included missionary work, church leadership, and service alongside his wife Carol in missions in California, South Africa, and Ohio. And whereas Cecil Ray Levitt's life stands as a lasting example of service, generosity, leadership, and devotion to family, faith, and community, now therefore, we, the Board of County Commissioners of Clark County, Nevada, do hereby proclaim April 2nd, 2026, as Cecil Ray Levitt Day in the Clark County and encourage all residents to honor and recognize Cecil Ray Levitt for his distinguished service and enduring contribution to our community. And it's signed by Vice Chair and five of the commissioners, and the Chair and the County Clerk. Okay, at this time we would like to invite Judge Dodenbeer up to say a few words.
Thank you.
I'll stand here so that. So I was asked to say a few words as far as to honor Judge Leavitt. So anyone that knew Cecil knew he had a gift for speaking. He could hold a room, tell a story, and he wasn't in a hurry to finish. So when I was told to keep this short, I figured I might attempt something he could have. In fact, the only thing that he ever kept short was, at least in my experience, was the training that he gave me when I became judge. When we talk about Judge Leavitt, we're not just talking about someone who held a title. We're talking about someone who truly built what we're standing in today. Cecil served as judge for 34, 36, I'm not exactly sure the date, but it was from 1972 to 2006. That kind of service doesn't happen by accident. It comes from love for his community, and a deep commitment to doing what was right. And his story didn't start in the courthouse. It started at his home. For the first 17 years, Judge Leavitt held court in his own house. No building, no official space, just a man willing to step up and serve however he could. As the town grew, so did the need. So at the request by Cecil, the county established a courthouse in the Buckle Community Center. First it was in the Blue Room, then on the stage in the community center. And then the next phase was a small trailer set up behind the community center to serve as the courthouse. But Cecil wasn't satisfied with this temporary solution. He had a vision for something lasting, something that this community deserved. So he went to the county and worked tirelessly to make a permanent courthouse a reality. And when the county finally agreed to build it, Judge Leavitt didn't just step back. He helped design it. He advised the architect on the layout, making sure it would serve the needs of the rural court and the people of this community. In fact, the design became a model for other outlying courthouses in the county. He was also recognized for his peers across the state through the Nevada Judges Association. He was honored as Judge of the Year, a reflection of the respect he earned among other rural court judges. But more than awards or titles, what stands out most is his commitment. For over three decades, he showed up, he served, he improved things step by step for the people of Bunkerville. And as a result of that work is this building that we're in. This courthouse exists because of him. So it's only fitting that his name is placed on it so that everyone who walks through these hot doors is reminded of the man who made it possible. Judge Cecil Leavitt didn't just serve Bunkerville, he helped shape it, and today we are proud to honor him by naming the Bunkerville Courthouse after him. Thanks.
Okay, we'd also like to invite Brother Mike Wheat to come up and share a few words.
I'll duplicate some of these things. I'll also read. Every community is, as every individual, carries a spirit, has a character of its own, the collective spirit of the citizens and the focus of their energy. In the case of Bunkerville, it was founded on the individual integrity of each man's commitment to God and to the spirit of neighbor lifting neighbor. Tonight, we come together to celebrate a man who bought into that spirit. And it is appropriate that the Justice Court reflect the standard set by those early settlers and adopted by Cecil Ray Leavitt. Cecil became the Justice of Peace in 1972 and started those early hearings in his old front room. There, arraignments for traffic violations and property line disagreements were made. Though at the beginning, there were a few defendants, Cecil was also called upon for advice and counsel on community and neighborhood issues. And it began a necessity to balance his opinion with the interpretation of regulations and laws. He had a mind that was adept at understanding the intricacies of statutes and ordinances, and he had the confidence to apply his understanding of the laws to the nature or seriousness of situations and behaviors. Things got busier in the front room, and after 17 years holding court there, he asked for a more official place to meet, and the county complied. They fixed up the blue room. He then moved to the stage. The county next upgraded to a trailer where he served until an architect was assigned, and as has been said, with insights and suggestions from Cease, the county created this justice court where we've assembled tonight. Here he served until 2006, when he retired after 34 years on the bench. That Cecil served for 34 years is a tribute to him, that he saw changes and initiated some changes in the respect for the office and the effectiveness of the same. Those are also a tribute to him. Much can be said and ought to be said about the place of laws, of order and justice in a society, without which there cannot be a peaceful community for long. A civilized community remains so only as the interactions of its citizens remain within the strict borders of law, secular and divine. The deceased knew the value of law and appreciated the power inherent in those laws is also praiseworthy. The time and understanding of the law, the implementation of changes, and respect for law are still not of themselves the reason for our praise. There is more. Cecil's great characteristic and the principal reason he deserves the tribute given him tonight was how he applied the law. There's his chief virtue. He raised the respect for his position because of the manner he considered those in front of him as he imposed the power of the law. He applied justice according to the issue and according to the benefit of the person so arraigned. His purpose was not merely to enforce the law, but to correct the problem without circumventing the law. He used the law not as a whip, but as a window to help the defendant see beyond the moment, beyond faulty thinking or bad behavior. The law to him was not the latch for shackles of restraint, but was as a key to freedom. Freedom from the effects of unruly action or dishonest behavior or foolish defiance of the principle of order. Law and the court became an instrument for correction and improvement, the means to lift a society, give better vision to the offender, as well as maintain here a place of order. The signs and streets and buildings of our little town ought to reflect the history and spirit of the community. That's as it ought to be, but not as it can be. But it is appropriate that now and then, here and there, to have some monument, some evidence that there is life here, that it is and has been a town with a beating heart, with noble character and honorable desires. Evidence that the people here are attempting to live their lives to match the height of those original dreams. It's fitting today that we lift an old friend on our shoulders, knowing that what he was and what he accomplished was not in isolation, but as a representative of this law-abiding, industrious people who had high expectations of themselves as well as of this justice court. At the bench, he was a reflection of the people he worked with and worshipped with and have sometimes disagreed with. They were his people, and this was his town. What he sought to do was to secure the safety and peace for all here. We are celebrating a man who gave his best to his hometown, the small world that has secured in his mind the significance of the dignity of man. So, the name of this justice court commemorates Cecil Ray Levitt, the longest sitting justice of peace who understood the essential principle of justice mercifully applied. He is worthy of the honors implied in that honor, that plaque, and the honor includes the heritage he emulated and the people of the town he loved. Thank you.
Here. We want to give all of you a chance to speak, but we never leave. So we do want to invite one or two of you who want to come up and say something. We'll give you a few minutes.
Denise thinks she's the boss.
Well.
By the boss.
Once again, thanks everybody for showing up for to honor Dad. He truly did love Bunkerville. Of all the things that he did in his life, it was Bunkerville was number one, from the park to the justice court to everything else that went on. He became judge in 72, I think. 71 is when the park was dedicated, and that was his dream before that. I remember we got to play baseball that first year, and we didn't have uniforms. We did take the county championship the first year that we played. When we went down, we played North Las Vegas in one of the semi-final games, and they came out about halfway through the game and said, "Hey, whoa, these guys can't be playing. They don't have numbers on the back of their shirts." We barely had enough shirts to cover everybody on the team, and we didn't have numbers, so Vern's dad went and got some electrician's tape and on the back of our shirts, and we went out and played and ended up winning the tournament. And a big part of that was Dad going and getting the money from the county to supply the bats and the balls and the bases and the field and everything else that went along with that. Of course, he didn't do it all by himself, but he spent a lot of time with the county. At the time, Myron was the chairman of the county commission, which made it nice having that first cousin running the county commission. But once again, it's not only did he want to populate Bunkerville by himself, but he wanted it to be a better place for everybody else. And that's about all I got to say. And my ball along.
Anybody else want to say a few words?
Can I say a couple?
Sure.
So, I'm one of the few that has the opportunity to be a friend and a relative to Cecil. We got the courthouse done, so now we need to get the Carol Levitt, Dorothy Waite post office name and the Ethel Levitt and Mike Waite cemetery name. We got to go through every building here and get it in place. I think it's just a testament to the life of service that he lived, that everybody was on board. Not one person had a problem with this naming of the courthouse. And Daryl, maybe one day, they'll name the capital of Nevada. it's a great legacy, and, a lot of you have chosen to live here, and some of you live other places. But we hope that you go and take that same active role in the community that your dad and grandpa did, to where you get involved with different things in the community and serve the community, whether it's in Bunkerville or Mesquite or Arizona or California or Timbuktu. So thank you all for being here, and thank you for sharing your father and grandfather with us.
Have all of Cecil's family please stand. We're going to get a picture.
Somebody
that's not related. One of us.
Everybody stand still. I'm not good. One more. You just see, I'm not getting you. All right. Thank you.
Okay, thanks everybody. We're going to move on, but when we adjourn, there's some refreshments, and we're going to present the proclamation to Carol and get some pictures with her and some of the kids if we can. So stick around. We're on item 8, comments by the general public devoted to items that are not on the agenda. Does anyone have anything that we didn't talk about tonight that needs to be brought up?
There's a whole bunch of street lights out in town. I have a list.
Okay. Yep. Give them to Judy.
Is it on your phone? Send it to me.
We can get it to you. Anything else? Mike?
Not related to this. You know that in January of 2027, are you planning on anything?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there is.
150 years.
They're already working on it.
Very good.
Okay. Item 9, our next meeting is scheduled for April 16th, 2026. Item 10, this meeting is adjourned.